right, Tucker Carlson last night. Play the digital media file. We'll listen in on some of it. You can get it in today's email blast that went out and in today's pile of prep. So it's called Tucker on Twitter. And what, do we not have the clip? Tucker on Twitter is a simple title. There was no show. There were no interviews, which is actually kind of refreshing here. But I'm just...
His hair looks bad. There's no hair
and
makeup.
His hair looks bad. He was in a blazer and a tie. So there's that. But the content of what he was talking about, we talked about the dam in Zaporizhia that was blown up by the Ukrainians, the Americans, and the British Special Forces, and try to pin it on Putin, which makes absolutely no sense. Well, Tucker makes the point, the case very well, and very, very humorously as well. Here you go.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. This morning, it looks like somebody blew up the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine. The rushing wall of water wiped out entire villages, destroyed a critical hydropower plant, and as of tonight, puts the largest nuclear reactor in Europe in danger of melting down. So if this was intentional, it was not a military tactic, it was an act of terrorism. The question is, who did it? Well, let's see. The Kakhovka Dam was effectively Russian. It was built by the Russian government. It currently sits in Russian-controlled territory. The dam's reservoir supplies water to Crimea, which has been, for the last 240 years, home of the Russian Black Sea Fleet.
No!
Blowing up the dam may be bad for Ukraine, but it hurts Russia more. And for precisely that reason, the Ukrainian government has considered destroying it. In December, the Washington Post quoted a Ukrainian general saying his men had fired American-made rockets at the dam's floodgate as a test strike. So really, once the facts start coming in, it becomes much less of a mystery what might have happened to the dam. Any fair person would conclude that the Ukrainians probably blew it up, just as you would assume they blew up Nord Stream, the Russian natural gas pipeline, last fall. And in fact, the Ukrainians did do that, as we now know. It's not like Vladimir Putin is anxious to wage war on himself. Oh, but that's where you're wrong, Mr. and Mrs. Cable News consumer. Vladimir Putin is exactly that sort of man, the sort of man who'd shoot himself to death in order to annoy you. We know this from the American media, which wasted no time this morning in accusing the Russians of sabotaging their own infrastructure. Bill Kristol, the man who once told us that Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11, immediately denounced Putin as a war criminal and even more savagely compared him to Donald Trump. The rest of the pundit class made similar, clearly coordinated noises. Putin did it! Putin did it! And their reasoning was simple. Putin is evil, and evil people do evil things purely for the dark joy of being evil. In this specific case, Putin attacked himself, which is the most evil thing you can do, and therefore perfectly in character for a man that evil.
All right. You get the gist of it, you get the idea. If you didn't listen to the first hour of the program, I concur in spades, and I consulted my sources, and I do have two good ones, one in Poland and one in Denmark, and I asked the question, do you think it was the Ukrainians that blew up the dam? And the very good answers that I got were, we can't confirm yet, but yes, the Russians would not have done this. Now, here's the question. If the United States, NATO, and the UK, and all the NATO powers are systematically targeting Russian assets, when I say Russian assets, I don't mean military assets, I mean Russian assets as in public utilities and what have you here, and are destroying them to bring about a change in regimes, which is what they're trying to do. Well, this is what we used to call it, the passage of the Patriot Act, terrorism. Whoever did this, if they were Americans and did it to us, could be prosecuted under the NDAA or the Patriot Act. They would be tried, convicted, shipped off to Guantanamo Bay until they could be executed. It's as simple as that. This is the very definition of what a terrorist bully does. especially one that's losing a war. Yesterday, John Kirby was asked at the Pentagon by some woman who just, well, she must have snuck into the interview room because she was asking real questions that real reporters would ask, and Kirby did not have the answers. He kept wringing his hands like, oh, crap, how did she get in here? I mean, it was literally an oh, poop moment. And I'm not trying to exaggerate here. And I don't know that John Kirby's a good guy or a bad guy. He's just a deep state stooge. He's like, I keep telling Maggie, I'm like, Corinna Jean-Pierre doesn't mean any of that crap that she sent out there, even if she is a lesbian. Blackety Ann, as I call her. She is paid to defend the regime. And she's gotten a lot better at it. She just marches out there. She memorized her lines. She marches out there, and she just ladles out smelly, stinky, freaking sewers filled with crap propaganda. And she just repeats it and repeats it over and over and over again. And the stooges in the White House press corps, most of them are stooges. They are in the tank. Fifth Estate, state-owned and state-run media. And that's what our media is. You know, most of you people still have not wrapped your brain around this fact. Especially, you know, those of you that may be new listeners, you don't understand what it is, what force it is that you're dealing with. The idea that somehow that CBS, NBC, and ABC are in competition with one another and are out there competing for the almighty ad dollar and are just trying to, you know, get one up on the who can get to the truth faster and broadcast it faster than the other guy. That's a fantasy island. Mind the plane, boss, the plane. That's fantasy island stuff there. These people are employed by the federal government of the United States, which is employed by the global cabal, the pedo sex cult of death. By the way, Mel Gibson says he's making a documentary about the pedo sex, global sex cult of death. And guess where Gibson says most of the trafficking goes through? Did you guess? Ukraine? Which kind and humble radio, live talk radio host and podcast host has been telling you this for years? That's right, yours truly. But I want to drill down on the finer point here of making war. We don't even know how to make war anymore. We suck at being terrorists. As a matter of fact, the United States military, quite frankly, literally does, in its rainbow pride, suck. That's right, it sucks. We have a regime leader going to hand out diplomas at the Air Force graduation ceremony who face plants, who can't read his own lines off his own teleprompter, hogs up time that could have been reserved for someone that actually loves the Air Force and could have sent the cadets off with some kind of a rhetorical or literary or oral flourish, and instead they get Truman Lemon Lemon Oppressor and a, oh, face plant. They get Biden. Our once great noble officers' corps. And we did have a great officer corps in the United States Marine Corps, in the United States Navy, in the United States Army, and yes, even in the United States Air Force. Those people have all quit. They've either been forced out or they were old and they just quit. They retired. The military, the brass that's now filling up, the officer corps, unless they're hereditary legacies, as you would call them in fraternity terms, generational members of the officer corps whose families have been in the officer, and unless they're cut of that cloth, they're the same ones that are making the ad decisions at Bud Light, folks. The men and now women that are officers in the United States Navy are the same ones that are making the decisions at Target. They're the same ones that are making the decision to put Rainbow Flagapalooza up at Rockefeller Center. They're in the same age, they went to the same schools, they're educated by the same people, they came from the same families, they grew up in the same neighborhoods, and now they swim in the same sewer that we call a culture. I'm sure that the Russians have their share of cultural problems. The entire world, after all, is all the souls of the world wish to be possessed and sent directly to hell by Satan and his minions. So the Russians aren't immune to this either. But have they given in to it to the level that we have? We make folly out of this now. While we're making folly out of a war that we're trying to pretend we're not fighting. But you can't send your Pentagon spokesman out there to announce the shipment of F-16 super high-tech jet fighters to a country that is embroiled in a war with a foreign adversary and then claim that you're not involved in the war. Who's the bigger man here? Who's the who's the one whose rules of engagement seem to have some Christian priorities in them? It sure as hell isn't the regime leader. Well, it's the Russians. The Russians know everything that I just told you, and they know a lot more because they're Russians. And they act all Russia, Russia, Russia and stuff. So John Kirby is sent out there into the White House briefing room yesterday and is asked about this dam. It is unconscionable to me that the man would even go out there and would even imply that somehow the Russians would blow their own dam up. You know how much it could... Well, first of all, do you know what it takes? Have you seen this dam? This, we're not talking about something that was built across Beaver Creek. Yeah, beavers did not do this, man. Beaver piers did not do this. This is a massive. Let me put it this way: you know, we all revere the size and the majesty, if you will, of the Hoover Dam. It's so big and it's so tall. And it does. All right, fine. It is a engineering marvel. The dam that we're talking about here. Probably 5-6 times the size. Yeah, it was that big. And we blew it up. So here, there's four digital media files here in order on the destruction, the sending of the F-16s and the destruction of the dam. Yeah, you start at the top.
Does it seem believable to you that Russia would destroy a dam and flood ethnic Russian villages and cut off a water supply to Crimea? I mean, that doesn't seem logical. It seems about as logical as blowing up one's own pipeline, doesn't it?
We've come to no conclusions on this. We're working with the Ukrainians. We'll try to get as much information as we can.
Are you that vapid and stupid? Do you think we're that vapid and stupid? We've come to no conclusions. Well, then you're an idiot. Because I can guarantee you, if the Russians actually had done it, you'd be out there pronouncing it and you'd be declaring war. You'd be telling the regime leader, Mr. Regime Leader, you now have all the authority and excuses you need. You're going to ask Congress for a declaration.
Yep.
We've come to no conclusions on this. The woman that asked the question, just give her a Pulitzer Prize. Because that's the most, that might be the most pointed question that's been in the Pentagon briefing room in the last decade. Well, wait a minute, she's not done. you want to answer that one. How about this one about F-16s? Digital media file number two.
It was puffery.
President Biden has been extremely consistent that we don't want to see this war escalate. Certainly not into the nuclear realm. And it's not the United States who's tossing around reckless nuclear rhetoric. It's people like Foreign Minister Lavrov and President Putin and Putin's press secretary Peskov. They're the ones that are out there bannering around about nuclear capabilities, not the United States. Nobody wants to see this escalate beyond the violence
that's
already visited upon the Ukrainian people. There's no reason for that.
I mean, are you saying that F-16s cannot accommodate nuclear weapons?
I'm not going to talk about the nuclear capabilities of any platform in the American arsenal. The purpose of providing advanced fighter aircraft is to help Ukraine defend itself, defend its airspace and its territorial integrity, period. And there's no interest by the United States in escalating this conflict, certainly not into the nuclear realm.
Right. We're just going to blow your dam up.
Well, first of all, an F-16 is a super high-tech jet fighter. It does carry, all right, in military terms, which you guys call ordnance. It does carry ordnance. Look, we've all seen Top Gun, bozo. Oh, wait. Pettifoggers 476 local is going to pounce on that one. Those weren't F-16 ticketed. Whatever they were. They were offshoots or developed in the same program that made F-16s. We know that they carry ordnance. We know that pilots can target them. We know that they can laser target them. We can use lasers. And we know that a tactical nuke is no larger than one of those Hellfire or Stinger missiles, whatever that is, that is on the underbelly of an F-16. We're not stupid. And by the by, you know, if you had to do it the old-fashioned way, you remember they used to have the bomb bay, the bay doors, where, in World War II, the door would just open up and the bombs would just drop out like the plane was flying by and was a horse that had eaten a little too much alfalfa hay. He thinks this is some kind of like military secret, though. I'm not going to address the capabilities of an F-16. I'm hearing this and I'm going, pretty sure that if we wanted to build a model F-16 for our own Air Force, that we had the plans online. The whole world knows how an F-16 is built and what parts are used to build it. But the denial there, there is an abject denial here. I thought we had these spokespeople so they could go out there and so they could inform people of what it is that's actually going on. But it's obvious, and it has been obvious for a very long time. Maybe you just haven't, some people haven't been paying attention. It's obvious that these people aren't out there to address the concerns of the American people. They are out there to tell the American people what to think. There's a distinction. Informing someone of what is actually going on and what the truth of a matter is and letting them draw their conclusion is different from going out and stating here is the conclusion, but I am presenting it to you as an option. I mean, this, I must say, I should call Junk Bond back up and say, hey, dude, is this a reverse deception? Yes, it's a reverse deception. Well, wait a minute, it gets better. But wait, there's more. Digital media file number 3. Oh, I guarantee it. Now, how does someone that works in the Pentagon know what the House of Representatives, all bills for originating revenue begin in the House of Representatives. How does he know what the House of Representatives is or is not going to do? Or does he know something that you and I don't know? Listen to this whopper.
You can't tell us whether or not, other than expressing you don't want an escalation, you can't tell us if there's any conditional.
Oh, this is the repercussions. Look, I mean, I think just take a look at everything we've done in the last 15 months, and I guarantee you you're going to see additional security assistance packages in coming days and weeks. We're going to continue to make sure that Ukraine can succeed on the battlefield.
You're going to throw more money at these clowns? Wait a minute, I thought there was just some sort of a budget reconciliation or debt limit agreement where the amount of spending was supposed to decrease. But you're going to throw more money at this clown, Zelensky? All bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives, but the Senate may propose or concur with amendments as on other bills. That's Article 1, Section 7. What does he know about Article 1, Section 7 that I don't know or that you don't know? So what's he saying? Again, let me tell you what to think. And here, he's saying this for the benefit of the Russians. He's telling Putin, hey, guess what? Biden is going to take you to the house, pal. But wait a minute. Who is it that's actually fighting and dying in this? I don't know why the people of Ukraine aren't revolting over this. The Russians are perfectly willing right now to go, oh, you want a ceasefire? Done. You want this to end? Done. It's over. I must theorize, because we don't get any news out of Ukraine, that there must be on-the-ground revolts and protest over this because the Ukrainians are bleeding young men And I don't question the patriotism of the Ukrainians that are being called into, their country is calling them into service here. But this is a Vietnam quagmire. You're going to lose. There is no exit strategy. There is no victory strategy. The Russians are not going to be defeated here. And if it were to even begin to look like the Russians were going to be defeated, you know what Putin would do? He'd pick the phone up and he'd call Xi Jinping and he'd say, hey, I need 1 million Chinamen on the front lines here. We'll work a deal out of how we're going to pay you back, but I need them and I need them today. It's not going to happen. So why are they continuing this? Well, there is a paranoia out there. Remember, the demons always overreach. They are paranoid that the Russians actually do have designs on taking Kiev and running Ukraine as a Russian state. And the Biden regime and the Obamas and the Clintons and all those at 10 Downing Street and the Macrons and all the rest of them that are in the global sex cult of death cannot afford to have the Russian bear find out what is actually going on in Ukraine. For various reasons. Would they try and bring it to an end? Would they blackmail the West, as we're supposedly called these days, and say, yeah, you can continue your child pedo sex trafficking, but it's going to cost you. Mm-hmm. So this is projection here. This is also, though, a vain and violent effort to continue laundering funds at the expense of Ukraine's young men. This is worse. This is going to be worse than the Great War for the Ukrainians if this doesn't end. Now, digital media found number four. He's going to be asked by the same report. Hey, one more. If we drop, are we trying to find out who, what, where, when, why the Nord Stream pipeline was blown up? Oh, wait till you hear this one.
Is the U.S. actively investigating? No. Who did it? Why not?
There are three European countries that have embarked on independent investigations of this, and we're comfortable in their ability to take a hard look at this and to come up with conclusions.
In other words, we're going to let some foreign entity proclaim what the rest of the world already does not know. So we all know who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. You know, Seymour Hersh did the reporting on it. There are others who followed up and have concurred. The Russians had said plainly it was American and British special ops forces. You're not just going to, this is not some scuba diving adventure, you know, off the Florida Keys, where you dive down in 20 feet of water with a stick of Looney Tunes TNT, light it and stick it underneath the pipeline, and boom! Yeah, and he goes, pshh! And then it breaks. You know, in some places, the Nord Stream pipeline is 20 feet tall, and some of the infrastructure is 6 feet thick. It's a 6 foot thick wall of concrete and steel. You don't just blow that up. Even if you could get ordnance down there, you'd have to actually have the expertise. Who in the world would have the expertise? Okay, the Russians, the Brits, and the United States. That's who has the underwater demolition teams that could actually pull this off. Well, we know that the Russians didn't do it, so that leaves the two suspects. Well, you see, the world must not know of the American and NATO aggression here. They must keep the war going. You know, I said 2 weeks ago here on the show, I talked about this, that I'm like Wallace Shawn and Andre Gregory. I really do think that we're living in some kind of Orwellian nightmare where the guards where the inmates have become the guards of the prison camp. You know, it's one thing for the world to be ruled by powerful bad men. It's another thing for the world to be ruled by powerful bad men at the expense of all the rest of the world. Who is it? You always have to ask the question, qui bono? Who benefits? Who in the world benefits from this war continuing? Well, where is the money being poured into? Really, I mean, that's really as far as you need to look. They always say, follow the money. Where is the money being poured into? It's being poured into banks in Kiev. This is where the Ukrainian oligarchs are. This is where Hunter Biden and Devin Archer and Pelosi and Romney's son and the Clinton Global Initiative and the whole shebang, this is where they all have been laundering their money through the NGOs and various other programs and scams since Obama took over in 2009. Remember, I told you we went all the way back to May of 2009 and Biden's first trip to Ukraine. And I remember I told you that this wasn't an act. Obama didn't just send Biden over there on a peace mission to go meet the new family, go meet the new ruling family of Ukraine. Biden was sent over there to go plant the seeds that if you want foreign aid from the United States, here's how the game is going to be played. And it has been played the same way, and it's still being played the same way ever since. This is the idea that these people aren't running a crime ring is just ridiculous. It challenges your sanity.